This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. NPR's Steve Prophet is here to share some of your letters.
Alex, men will confess to treason, murder, arson, false teeth, or a wig. How many of them will own up to a lack of humor? That comes to us from Frank Moore Colby.
He's a listener?
No, Alex, it's actually a quote I found on the web. But we did get some letters about our interview last week with the co-author of a humorous website that had just won a Best Written Blog Award.
I recall this. GoFugYourself.com. It publishes bad pictures of celebrities with some really funny commentary about what they're wearing.
Adam Barnes of Blacksburg, Virginia wrote, "I enjoy many of the humorous pieces broadcast on NPR."
But, he says, picking up, "What does it say about our society when the pinnacle of humor consists of petty ridicule based on unflattering pictures?"
A story we aired last week about left-handed snails was also funny in the peculiar kind of way.
It turns out that snails, whose shells spiral to the left rather than to the right, are far less likely to be eaten by crabs. But left-handed snails are rare, and that, says NPR science reporter David Malakoff, presents a problem.
If being left-handed prevents you from getting eaten, why aren't there more left-handed snails?
This is something that has boggled the minds of malacologists or naturalists in general for forever.
That's a biologist David interviewed Gregory Deedle of Yale. We hope you're listening because listener Brian Mize of Cincinnati sent us a possible answer.
"I might be wrong," he writes, "but perhaps the very thing that kept left-handed snails safe from the crabs made it more difficult for them to mate."
And on to last week's student demonstrations against proposed changes to toughen immigration laws.
Listener Megan Dalton says, "I live all the way out here in Collingdale, Pennsylvania, yet the student's message made its way here. My message to these kids, job well done."
And Scott Brenner of Appleville, Illinois, reminds us that many of the people who migrate to this country are among the best and the brightest of their native lands.
"It makes it that much harder," he writes, "for other countries to solve the economic and social problems caused by the migration in the first place."
Finally, Alex, "When will you get the name right?" asks listener Brian Gardner.
He's from San Francisco. He's referring to our musical commentator, David Was, and specifically about the way we pronounce the name of David's band, Was Not Was.
Mr. Gardner insists we should pronounce it Was Not Was. We contacted David by phone at an undisclosed location.
"Well, in Germany, actually, they asked us if the name was actually pronounced Was Not Was, and we had to disabuse them of that notion. It actually came from the mind of a 2-year-old, my partner Don's son, who was saying stuff like hot, not hot, cold, not cold, thus Was Not Was."
And that's it for letters. If you have thoughts, comments, or pronunciation suggestions, send them to us.
And just go to our website, npr.org, click on the Contact Us link.
It's at the top of every page.
Day-to-Day Letters editor Steve Prophet. Thank you, Steve.
Alex, you're welcome.